Everyone knows the feeling of finally enjoying a day off, completely out of the house and just relaxing. But imagine being out at lunch and suddenly getting a notification that a window shattered at a house just a few miles away. It's the ultimate wake-up call, the idea that everything can change in a single second. Nobody wants to feel that kind of vulnerability when you're away from your home, and ADT ensures that protection is always active. Their systems are built for those exact high-stakes moments, with continuous 24/7 monitoring. Right from day one, homeowners can relax because the entire system can be professionally installed by trained technicians. ADT provides the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets anyone effortlessly keep tabs on their home from anywhere there is service. It delivers the urgent alerts needed to live life without constant worry. Don't wait to prepare a home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, Payne and Dr. Godwin. This is Margaret calling from St. Louis, Missouri. I love your podcast and have been following along with the recent developments. A question I had after listening to the most recent episode on Who is Ryan Duke is whether or not you think he could have been hired by someone. I don't want to say as a hitman, but possibly it was an inside job and he was the one, you know, his friend said he wasn't super resourceful, so maybe he was impressionable and easily convinced to do things. And maybe somebody hired him or threatened him with some, you know, other information if he didn't complete this crime. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I will look forward to hearing from you guys soon. Bye.
Personally, I don't think Ryan Duke was hired by someone to kill Tara. As of right now, we don't really know what Ryan Duke's motive was, but the GBI has also charged him with burglary. So one plausible theory here is that it could have been a robbery gone wrong. That doesn't really sit very well with me, and it's not a very satisfying answer or motive, but it's definitely still a possibility. This is something that we're still investigating right now, but we'll update you guys if we get anything new on that in terms of Ryan Duke's motive.
Hi, this is a listener from Nashville, Tennessee. Now that somebody has been charged possibly for this murder, or at least has been arrested, I can't help but wonder if possibly this fella and the person that was George Harrison could be connected. Is there any possibility that might be the case, or is this just coincidence? I can't shake the feeling that maybe this person that was George Harrison knew something and was so adamant about Payne solving this case that maybe he knows something about Ryan Duke. Just a thought. Keep it up.
I do not think that George Harrison has any connection to Ryan Duke whatsoever. As far as George Harrison's messages to me on Facebook saying Payne Lindsay will solve this case, I really think that that was just a coincidence. I don't think that he had any sort of insight into that or any sort of effect the podcast may have had. Maurice and I did an extensive investigation into George Harrison's real identity. We found a man named Jose, and this guy was, in fact, not a former student of Tara's and has no real connection to the case or to Tara or Ryan Duke, who was just charged with her murder.
Hi, my name is Alma, and I'm calling from South Carolina. I've been binge listening to this podcast for the last week and a half now, and I love it. My question or my comment is Ryan Duke related to the guy who killed himself because he said that a group of people killed Tara on a dirt road? They seem to be about the same age, and at the time, you thought that his story wasn't very credible because of his mental problems. Do you think that could be related and that he was actually telling the truth the whole time? I just love this podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Back in episode 6, we learned about a kid who committed suicide years ago and left a note saying that he couldn't live with himself any longer knowing what happened to Tara. Then he proceeded to list 12 different names in association with this. Since the arrest of Ryan Duke last week, we have interviewed countless people who knew Ryan And we've also talked about the possible connection to the suicide note. Now, from what I can tell you right now, we haven't found anything 100% definitive on this yet, but I can also say that there is still a possibility that these things are related. We will be sharing a few interviews with you and a few different testimonies from different people about the suicide note and its possible connection with Ryan Duke very soon.
I have a question. In the last podcast, you were talking to one of Ryan's high school friends, and he dropped a name, and you immediately sounded like you were pretty familiar with that guy. Was he on your radar before at all, or has he since become on your radar after Ryan confessed? And is he currently being investigated, or do you know anything about that? Thank you so much, and keep up the good work. Love the podcast.
That's a really good question. So the name that we beeped out when we were talking to one of Ryan Duke's high school friends was familiar to me because we've been looking into this person ever since the news broke of Ryan Duke's arrest on Thursday. The moment I heard Ryan Duke's name, I also heard this other person's name. So they've been associated together in this thing since the beginning, since the news broke, from my sources. This particular friend circle has come up on our radar in the past, but both of these individuals' names, including Ryan Duke, were never brought up specifically. As far as what the GBI is doing in regards to this other person, I can't really comment on that right now, and I don't know for sure, but I do know that it will come to light pretty soon on both the podcast and the media in general.
My household to-do list for the summer was all set. Then life happened, in the form of a new baby boy. My wife and I realized we were going to need some help. That's why we turned to TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit is an app that makes everyday life easier by helping people get more done around the home. TaskRabbit connects you with skilled taskers in your area for moving, furniture assembly, yard work, and more. I jumped on the app and booked an experienced tasker to help me mount new shelving in the garage. Just like that, a project I was never going to get to myself was now complete. We trusted TaskRabbit to help us this summer, and you should too. When life happens, your to-do list grows. Get ahead of it now and get $15 off your first task at TaskRabbit.com or on the TaskRabbit app using promo code TENDERFOOT. Taskers book up fast, especially for same-day tasks. So book trusted home help today. That's $15 off your first task using promo code TENDERFOOT with the TaskRabbit app or at TaskRabbit.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Rick P. from Colorado. Jonas listened to the Ryan Duke episode, and they mentioned Ryan Duke. You know, the GBI never had him on their radar, but then the guy you were talking to at the end of the episode said that he had heard that story. He'd heard that story at the pecan orchard. He'd heard about, you know, this guy had killed Tara and dumped her body. And he'd heard that from someone else. Like, that was basically a rumor around the town. The GBI said they'd never heard about it. My question is, you know, since the GBI was investigating basically every lead they got, how did this lead never get to them? I mean, did this ever get to Maurice? Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you, Payne. This is an awesome show.
The GBI said in their press conference last Thursday, and also a few more times since then, that Ryan Duke was never on their radar. I have since heard some conflicting stories about that. One obviously being the conversation you heard at the end of the last episode, where a man claimed to have heard about this same story 10 years ago. I don't want to comment on this too soon without completely vetting all the different stories and sources we have, but what I can say is that from what's been told to me by more than one person, is that this pecan orchard story that involves Ryan Duke was in fact mentioned 10 years ago. Whether or not the GBI was aware of that, I'm not entirely sure yet. But what I will say is that if they were, it would be a really big shame. I will be talking a lot more about this in the coming episodes.
Hi, Payne. I had a question about the location of where the GBI is currently searching for Tara's body and her remains. Rumor has it that Ryan Duke is not speaking about anything and that he's not being very cooperative. Again, rumor has it. So what led the GBI to this specific spot in this 200-acre pecan orchard? Did he actually lead them to that place? I would love to know more about how that specific location in that large of a pecan orchard was identified by the GBI.
Right now, the GBI is currently searching for Tara Grinstead's remains at Hudson Pecan Orchard in Fitzgerald. I don't know for sure how the GBI was led to this specific location, but from everything I've gathered in my own investigation so far, I believe that they were led here to this specific spot by the tipster, or from subsequent interviews they conducted after the tipster came forward.
Hi, Payne. This is Jessica from Athens, Georgia. I actually have two questions. First, will any of the episodes that you had already made prior to the recent break in the case still be released at some point? So that's question one. Question two is, if multiple people heard Ryan Duke talking about killing Tara and burning her body in a pecan orchard 10 years ago, why didn't anyone ever investigate that? And why did no one ever go to the police, or why didn't the police ever investigate him back then? So two different questions. Really love the show. Really want to hear more and your thoughts. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks for calling. That's a good question. Obviously, I had a completely different episode prepared for episode 13 prior to the GBI's announcement of charging Ryan Duke with Tara Grinstead's murder. But this doesn't mean that any of the information I had already doesn't link to Ryan Duke somehow. So a lot of it I will still be discussing in future episodes, as well as any other connections this may have to our previous findings in the podcast. As far as why no one told the police about this pecan orchard story 10 years ago, I really don't know. I also don't know for sure that the GBI was or was not told about this. Again, this is something that we're avidly investigating right now, and we'll be sharing with you anything new we find in the next few weeks.
Hey, Payne. My name is Angie. I live in Coffee County, Magruin County, next to Osceola, where Tara's actually from. Quick question. Do we know if Ryan Duke has visitation privileges while he is being detained? Has anyone tried to reach out and speak to him for a statement? I'm just interested to see if he has given a statement himself, or is he willing to speak to the press or anybody for a one-on-one interview?
As far as reaching out to Ryan Duke for an interview or statement in regards to this case, I've spoke to a few different people about how to get a hold of him and what he's technically allowed or not allowed to do right now. I was told the easiest way for me to reach him would be to send him a letter with my phone number on it and ask him to call me.
Hi, this is Annie Vaughn, and I live in Forsyth, Georgia, and I've really enjoyed your podcast. I got interested in it when I saw a link about it through the Tara Grinstead case, and I was just wondering, I saw a press release earlier that the GBI were searching the pecan orchard, and he said that they were interviewing people, other people that were involved. And I was wondering if you had any leads on the other people that might be involved in that investigation. And I wish you luck with all your other stuff that you're doing right now. I know you're probably really busy, but if you have time to answer that question, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Yes, right now the GBI is conducting a search for Tara Grinstead's remains at Hudson Pecan Orchard in Fitzgerald, Georgia. As far as the other interviews they're conducting, I don't know for sure who they are. But from my sources, I have found that they have been talking to the tipster, his or her friends and acquaintances, as well as possibly another party who was involved in helping to conceal Tara Grinstead's death.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
How would you like to live in a home where the floors are always clean? Now you can with Matic, the first intuitive cleaning robot designed and assembled in America for families like yours. Matic sees your home the way you do, so it cleans the way you would. Precise visual navigation means it moves gracefully through real lived-in spaces and almost never gets stuck. Its visual intelligence means you can point at a mess and say, Matic, clean this. Matic also understands over 75 languages, so anyone can use it just by talking to it, even the kids and the grandparents. Nobody has to learn another app. It vacuums and mops daily, it's quiet enough to run at night, and can clean in the dark, so you can wake up to clean floors. Matic is rated 4.9 out of 5 by the families who own it. To get your Matic, go to maticrobots.com. That's maticrobots.com, and get a year's supply of free HEPA bags with your purchase today. Go to maticrobots.com/odyssey, a $96 value at no cost to you. That's maticrobots.com/AUDACY.
Hey there, my name is Merwin, and I'm calling you currently from Rochester, New York. I'm loving the podcast and the story, and my heart just breaks for Tara and her family, but I'm so glad it seems to be wrapping itself up. Here's my question. A few times you keep playing the same audio clips where someone is mentioning the details of the pecan orchard, and in one it sounds like they said that's where he burned her body. Another one says that's where he dumped her body. Can you just, without maybe, you know, giving away too much, if you can, clarify the discrepancies? Because obviously one is quite different than the other. Thanks so much and keep up the wonderful work. Cannot wait to listen to the next podcast.
Just to clarify, we are all still investigating this, so I don't want to speak too soon. But to answer that, I will just say that a body can be dumped somewhere and then burned later.
Hi, Payne. This is Bridget Brennan from Orlando, Florida. Congratulations on helping crack the Tara Grinstead case. Quick question for you. What's the deal with Jose? Is he the reason that the GBI were able to crack the case? Did he give some information that may have helped? Any updates on him would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. Keep on going. Bye.
Jose, or by his alias on Facebook, George Harrison, didn't do anything except troll Maurice and I on Facebook and is in no way related to Ryan Duke or any of the recent developments in this case.
Hi, Payne. This is Mary Heredia. I'm out of Loganville, Georgia. And I just feel like this whole Ryan Duke arrest is very convenient. It just seems a little bit suspicious. To me, I feel like there's more to this story. Just something seems off about it. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were. Thanks. Bye.
I can tell you that the GBI would most likely not charge Ryan Duke with Tara Grinstead's murder unless they had sufficient evidence against him. This family and the town of Osceola has waited too long for answers, and the GBI knows that. I am certain that they felt whatever evidence they had against him was strong, and that's why they charged him with her murder. As far as other people being involved, my personal opinion is yes. There's at least one more person involved, most likely in the act of covering it up. And just so you know, this is not based on my speculation. It's based on credible accounts from multiple sources that have told me the exact same story. I feel confident that the GBI will convict Ryan Duke, but I'm not so sure about anybody else involved. I guess we'll see soon.
Hey guys, this is Kara from Nashville, Tennessee. I just wanted to call and say that you both have had me captivated from the very, very first episode. When I was listening to the GBI news conference, I kept waiting for them to say, "And we want to send a special thanks out to Payne." This wouldn't have happened without you. I hope you are just so proud of yourself. I think all of us want to kind of have a purpose in life and make a difference. And that's for sure, you absolutely have made a difference. You reignited the fire. You got people talking. You sparked interest. You can't tell me out of 12 years all of this happened and didn't have anything to do with your podcast. I'm very, very, very excited for you. And I do have a bunch of questions, but I'm sure they're not unique to anyone else's. I'm eager to watch this thing unfold. I can't imagine this 21-year-old kid pulled off this murder that, if he hadn't come forward, probably wouldn't have been solved. So anyway, I'll be eagerly waiting for your next episode. Congratulations, guys. You did a great job. Thanks.
I really appreciate that. The GBI did specifically thank the media in their press conference for not only keeping this case alive, but they also went on to say it played a huge role in the prosecution of Ryan Duke. I don't feel comfortable claiming any sort of credit for solving this. The GBI, as well as Maurice Godwin, have worked tirelessly for the past 12 years trying to solve this case. But I do feel like the podcast played a huge role in creating renewed interest in this case. And hopefully the spotlight from Up and Vanished contributed towards the tipster coming forward with new information.